Everybody, my name is Sergey Baidachny and welcome back to my training about Visual Studio Code. Today we are going to discuss ASP.NET Core. And there is a great news because Microsoft just announced ASP.NET Core Release Candidate 2. And starting with Release Candidate 2, you have not to think about .NET Execution Package Manager, about how to select the best framework, Mono or .NET Core, etc. Today, in order to start working with ASP.NET Core, you simply have to install .NET Core. .NET Core Release Candidate 2 contains ASP.NET as a technology inside, as a part of .NET Core. So let's start working with ASP.NET Core, and on the first step, we have to install .NET Core. In order to install .NET Core Release Candidate 2, and soon I hope we'll have release there, you have to visit Microsoft .NET Core website, so microsoft.com .NET Core, and directly from this page you can install .NET Core for Windows, Linux and Mac devices. Pay attention that there is an instruction before to start working with installation package. You have to install Brew and you have to install OpenSSL. So please make sure that you have OpenSSL on your machine, and once you have OpenSSL, you can download package on your machine in order to install .NET Core. So let's open my downloads folder. I just downloaded .NET Core package and let's try to install it. So looks like it's not a very complex task. I can click several buttons. I have to provide password. And done. So now we can start working with .NET Core. In order to do it, I am going to open Terminal window. In Terminal window, we will work with .NET 2. So let's type .NET help, for example. And you can see that this tool supports several parameters like restore, build, publish, and a new parameter as well. Thanks to the new parameter, you can create a basic .NET project. So you, console application, of course. So you even should not use Yeoman tool in order to do it. Of course, Yeoman tool is still useful, especially if you want to create a more complex, more advanced project. But on the first step, we can use .NET new, and that's all. .NET new does not support any parameters, so it will create a new basic project inside the current directory. So probably it's better to create a new directory first. Mkdir, for example, my .NET core, and after that we can open this directory in order to execute .NET new. So my .NET core, and now I can type .NET new. So done, and let's open Visual Studio Code and let's open a directory that we just created. So file, open, documents, and my .NET core project. So you can see that .NET 2 just created two files, program.cs and project.json. So it's a standard structure for any console application. Let's click open. I assume that you already installed C# extensions, so the latest version of C# extensions support .NET Core as well. And if everything is okay, you will have these two messages. So in the first message, Visual Studio proposes to restore all needed dependencies, and in the second message, Visual Studio proposed to install all needed components in order to enable debugging session. If you have any error message, probably you have to restart Visual Studio Code in order to get the latest path variable, etc. So I am going to add additional components for debugging, and you can see VS Code folder now and probably one JSON inside, and I am going to restore all packages here. So done, and let's open Visual Studio Code, and you can see that I have one JSON file and several debugging configurations there. And additionally, I have task.json in order to build my application using task window. And of course, it's just basic console application, so hello world. Let's set up a breakpoint. Let's open debug window. And you can see that by default, You can find .NET Core launch console application. If you create more advanced application using Kerman, for example, you can use .NET Core launch web, or you can attach to an existing browser session. So let's click run. And you can see that my breakpoint just fired. So looks like everything works fine, and I should not think about any additional components. I have to install simply C# extensions for Visual Studio Code, and after that .NET Core, and everything will work fine. So let's stop debugging session. If you want to create more advanced project, you can use Human Tool, of course. So let's create a web application using ASP.NET. Human Tool usually creates a new folder, so I just open my Documents folder, and I can use Command Palette Window in order to execute Human Tool. So Human will list all available generators, and looks like I have just ASP.NET generator. So click Enter, and I can start. I can create a simple application using several templates here. For example, I can use Web Application Basic, I can use Web Application Authorization, and I can use even create even Web API application, etc. So I'm going to use Basic Web Application, and let's select User Interface Framework for my application. You can see that by default I can select between Bootstrap and between Semantic UI. So let's use Bootstrap by default, and let's provide application name. By default, Web Application Basic. I'm fine with this name, so click Enter. And looks like I have one more folder with all needed components there. So let's try to open this folder. My documents, not downloads, documents, basic. And Visual Studio Code should recognize my project inside, so I hope that Visual Studio proposes to install all needed components for debugging. So click yes, like before, and I can start working with my code there. For example, I can open Program.cs. You can see that IntelliSense system works fine, including references and including all warnings. Let's open a controller, for example. You can see several controllers in a default project. For example, about controller, and I can put a breakpoint here. So let's open debug, and using debug window, you have to select a .NET Core launch web. So we are going to launch a web browser, and once we launch the browser, we will be able to debug our application. So in this case, we have to click probably about button there, and let's click start. So we are able to start our application directly from Visual Studio Code. And let's see if our breakpoint will be fine. So looks like that my browser is connecting to localhost something now. And you can see my ASP.NET, my default ASP.NET application. So let's click the about. And you can see that my breakpoint just failed. So looks like everything works fine, and we can use Visual Studio Code in order to create complex ASP.NET applications, and not just create, but use IntelliSense system. You can use debug features and so on. So it's really great, and you have to do nothing. Just install C# extensions and just install .NET Core.